Half the world is woman.
Half the world is woman, until now kept out of the way. But she's coming out now, has things to say, and without a doubt she'll be up and away, 'cause it's the dawn of a new day.
This is United Nations Radio, with the first in a series of programs devoted to International Women's Year, 1975. Equality between men and women was proclaimed a principle in the United Nations Charter almost 30 years ago. Over the years since, it has been spelled out and reinforced in various declarations, conventions, and resolutions. But what are the realities of today?
The face of the liberated woman, the contours of her character, are a complete mystery to us. She does not exist any more than does the liberated male.
That's how the Australian feminist Germaine Greer describes the present situation. Britain's Janet Cockcroft takes it a little further.
Women's talents are not being utilised, except in small measure, in any part of the world. Nor have women and girls been generally granted equality of opportunity or treatment with men and boys.
Some of the dimensions of the problem are pinpointed by Amadou Makhtar Mbo, Director General of the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization. We quote from a recent message of his.
Of the estimated 800 million illiterates in the world, 500 million are women. Although women make up between one-third and one-half of the workforce, the overwhelming majority of them are concentrated in low-paid jobs.
But hasn't there, in fact, been a great deal of progress in the last few years? The answer everywhere is yes, but, as illustrated by Father Anthony de Souza, an Indian Jesuit on the World Council of Churches.
And today we have a woman as the Prime Minister of India. On the other hand, I do grant that there are a lot of changes that have to be brought about.
Ruth Jacobi, First Secretary of the Swedish Foreign Ministry, tells what is happening.
In some countries, women are still fighting for equal legal and political rights. But even in societies that have formally granted equal rights to men and women, the struggle is far from over. Whatever UN resolutions may call for, or national laws may prescribe, economic realities, values, norms, and prejudices constitute obstacles that will take time and effort to remove.
Why is it so important to change a situation which has locked half of humanity into positions of inferiority? Father de Souza gives one answer.
Because unless women are involved, we cannot have real development.
And Mahnaz Afkami of Iran puts it another way.
Until such a time when women contribute actively toward planning for change, they will naturally constitute the most conservative force in society and one which is least amenable to progress.
And here is Helvi Sipilä, Secretary General of International Women's Year, 1975.
I think women themselves should realize that they have a tremendous political power and bargaining power. If they would realize
half the world.
A plan of action to give worldwide impetus to the role of women in the promotion of equality, development and peace in the years to come will be worked out at a special conference to be held in Mexico City from the 19th of June to the 2nd of July. Meanwhile, the issues which are engaging the attention of governments, organizations and individuals from all walks of life will be explored further in subsequent programs in this series.
That she has the right to live and love her way, that her soul
this is
one.
This is United Nations Radio. The song, Half the World is Woman, was written and sung by Jacqueline LeMay.
Half the world is woman, half the world.